Well, for most of us in the U.S., daylight saving time is coming to an end Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. And that change in the one in the spring can cause confusion. You might have seen this spoof movie trailer.
They call it daylight savings. They said it would help the farmers. They didn't expect it to destroy everything else.
It gets dark so early now.
We gain an hour, but we've lost light.
Wait, didn't we lose an hour?
No, we spring forward, fall back. Fall forward.
But are the biological effects of time change serious? Researchers think so. One of them is Eric Herzog. He studies our biological clocks at Washington University in St. Louis. Eric, this is the time change that we love because we get an extra hour of sleep, right?
That's correct. And in the spring, you're deprived of 1 hour.
Which I hate. But so this is good, right? We get an extra hour of sleep. Although, actually, I've never understood that because, don't you lose it somewhere along the line?
Right. So you need to reschedule your day. And normally, animals and plants in the natural world use, for example, the sunrise and sunset as the cues to schedule their days, where here we're going to be forcing ourselves to wake up an hour later or in the spring an hour earlier just because of some social schedule dictated by the clock on the wall.
So we get an extra hour just this weekend, but then we have to adjust to going to sleep an hour later and getting up an hour later than our body thought we were under the biological clock. What happens because of that?
So the way you can think about this is that if you keep a regular schedule, your body can anticipate when meals are going to come. For example, just digesting a meal is a very complicated program. Here we might mess up that normal sequence of events so that our liver might not be on the same schedule as our brain, so that things are no longer in the right order, and we might feel what many people will describe as jet lag. Especially in the springtime, people will describe feeling a certain malaise when you shift forward by even just 1 hour.
Well, but you don't want to have malaise, and jet lag can be awful. But what serious ramifications might there be because of this daylight savings time?
So even though it's just a single shift by 1 hour, you actually see there's an increase in accident rates that lasts for about 3 days after the spring forward. Kids report sick more often in the springtime for 2 days after the time shift. There's actually an increase in heart attacks that can last for several days.
Wait, really? Heart attacks?
So the mechanisms are not fully understood, but the idea is, again, an internal desynchrony. Things that are normally rhythmic and synchronized to the natural world become desynchronized and even in some cases lose their rhythm. Turns out your heart needs to anticipate the different demands that it's going to experience when you're awake versus when you're asleep. And somehow when you miss time waking up with the schedule on the clock, on the wall, you increase your risk for a heart attack.
Hmm. Well, look, there are biological clocks across the animal kingdom. We were long linked to the sun. But that's changed so much. We had the invention of electricity. And then now we have the personal computer and then devices. So aren't people's biological clocks messed up regardless of the time change?
So the advent of artificial light, the advent of being able to cross time zones and even reading our phones in the evening, that's something we have not evolved to do yet. Many of us wake up to an alarm clock during the week. In fact, 80% of the working world is using an alarm clock on working days. And then you shift your schedule on your free days on the weekends. And the average is something like 3 hours shift from weekdays to weekends for many high school and college age people. And the bigger the shift that you experience from work days to free days, the higher the risk you have for heart disease, obesity, and a number of other maladies.
Huh. So, Eric Herzog, what should people do? Knowing that there's a big change coming up, is there a way you can offset some of that?
Well, throw away your alarm clock and wake up when your body naturally says you're done sleeping. Given that many of us have an obligatory work schedule that may not match our biological rhythm, the other thing we can do is we can get as much natural light as possible. So it turns out that people who think that they're chronically late birds, owls, when they go camping, they tend to be much earlier in their schedules. They go to bed earlier and they wake up earlier. And that's probably a result of experiencing much brighter light than we experience in the office. And then let your congressman know that we don't need daylight saving time anymore.
Well, and that's an ongoing debate. Professor Herzog, Eric, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Robin.
And while that debate continues, don't forget, it's fall back. Of course, you could fall forward. So I don't know why you could stumble forward, but no, it's fall back, spring forward.